Now we're going to talk about Kerry Airport, because Independent Senator Aubrey McCarthy is warning that regional airports may be being left behind when it comes to the national debate about the Dublin Airport cap. Passenger cap, which is the focus of the Dublin Airport Passenger Capacity Bill of 2026. And he's arguing that airports like Kerry need to play a far greater role in Ireland's national aviation strategy. Senator McCarthy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
Now, this is it's been a huge issue over the last number of years. It's constantly in the news. Very often, Michael O'Leary is giving out about it and all of that. But it now is coming down to it. The cap is going to be removed, it looks like it. But you're saying this ignores the potential of Kerry and other airports.
So, Jerry, what I'm saying in the Shannon this week is that the focus is all about Dublin. And listen, I live close to Dublin, but my family are from, my father's from Clonakilty, I have relations down in Kerry. And I know that the whole national aviation strategy is sort of ignoring the rest of the airports. And if you look at Kerry Airport, I think the potential that it gives, it had 440,000 passengers in 2025 alone, but it is being overlooked in the national planning, despite its very obvious importance. And different people were taking part in the debate, and you had different senators and TDs, and they're saying, like, it took them 13 hours to get from Kerry to Brussels, for example. There's no need for that. I think smaller airports, with Kerry being featured, and that's the one I focused on, they should be part of the whole planning regarding national aviation policy. The focus of the bill is the capacity coming out from Dublin. But if you put all your eggs in one basket and you have only one gate that is sort of the international gate, and that's Dublin, I think you're limiting yourself. You're looking at the runways in Kerry, Galway, Knock, Shannon, Waterford. They're sitting there today, they're underused, and yet Dublin is straining at the seams.
That is the issue. That's an issue in general with even the tourists that come into the country. Vast majority come in through Dublin and use that and stay in that area, where it needs to be more of a spread, more of a regional spread and regional thinking. So what do you think needs to be done? Is it a financial thing, or focus, or help with getting airlines to put flights into Kerry Airport?
I think a lot of voices are centred on Dublin, and they need to be centred. It needs to be national debate. That's what I'm saying. So my request for the minister is to deliver a report within 12 months, but examine regional airports. For example, with Kerry, make sure there's regional fares so that Kerry families aren't forced to travel to Dublin so that they can obtain affordable flights. And you mentioned local economy. Look at the programme for government. It's all about local employment. It's about integration. So if you recognise that every new route that goes into Kerry, that'll support tourism, hospitality, all of the aviation jobs, it'll be a big win. And then, overall, it reduces the over-reliance on Dublin. So therefore, we're not just relying on the single airport as a single hub. So my proposal costs absolutely nothing. It simply ensures that the future of aviation policy looks at the whole country, and that absolutely includes Kerry.
Be a central part of the focus. Okay, Aubrey, listen, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us on the programme about that. We'll see what the response from the government and the minister will be on that one, but thanks for giving us your view this morning. Senator Aubrey McCarthy there, arguing in the Shannon that Kerry Airport must play a far greater role in Ireland's national aviation strategy, warning that debates on the Dublin passenger cap bill is ignoring that potential, and saying this needs to be focused into the strategy and a report needs to come back within 12 months.